area that you live in? They consist of male or females?
Oh, they're all males. Of course, you know, their girlfriends too were also affiliated, but never saw them because they were always hanging out with the girls.
What was the name of the gang that you were approached by?
A lot of main gangs were like Florencia 13, Morden Town Stoners, Aslan, Ghetto Boys, and then small crews like NSB, EK, MCP, and other, you know, small crews like that. All the younger kids were in the small crews.
What signs, like physical hand signs, clothing, etc., were evident of the gang that approached you?
Right, well, you can't see it, but that was Florencia 13. And, it was a lot different than the way you see gangsters now, where they wear shirts that hang down to their knees and rubber bands tying their pants to their shoes and stuff. But it was more like, you know, Dickie shorts, that, socks that came up to their knees, bald head, white beater, and like a goatee. Straight up cholo.
What was the race of the gang that you were approached by?
In my neighborhood, they're all Mexican.
Were these people your friends that you grew up with?
A lot of them were friends and some were family.
At what age were you approached by the gang?
Range anywhere from like maybe 8 to 10 years old.
Was joining a gang normal compared to your peers?
I didn't listen to their music. I never knew what they were talking about.
Do you think that had any significance in whether or not you joined a gang? Do you think the hip-hop culture or the gangster rap culture promotes gang violence or promotes, you know, glorifies gang culture?
Only to an extent, just because, you know, it's really up to the gangsters, because the gangsters listen to it, so they look up to that, like, oh yeah, I want to be like that, because, you know, they see their parents, who, of course, they're role models, and if they see their parents as trolls, like, well, that's what I want to be, and if they're listening to rap, well, that's what I want to listen to. I'm sure if, you know, they were listening to heavy metal, but still living the same lifestyle, their kids would be like, oh yeah, that's what I want to listen to. So it's really up to, like, parents, and they're just really malleable as children.
In the beginning, it was male, and then eventually girlfriends came along, and yeah, girls wanted to be involved in gangs also.
What was the name of the gang that you were approached by?
Jeff Rocks.
Did you have gang signs,
yeah,
hand signs, different types of clothing that was associated with the gang you were with?
As far as clothing, no. No. We didn't have to wear any specific color clothing or anything like that.
Did you have hand signs?
It's pretty much like a J.
Were these people your friends growing up?
Some of them were, not all of them.
At what age were you approached by the gang?
I was 14 years old.
Was the gang well known in your community?
In certain parts of the community. It was a small gang. We all live in a certain area, and that's how we develop our gang.
Where'd you live at the time of your gang experience?
South Central, LA.
What was the gang's reputation?
Well, I wouldn't say good, but we weren't out there committing crimes. We were just out there pretty much to be in a gang, to be supportive of each other, you know? Like, if somebody had problems with other people, we'll make sure we back them up if anything ever happens. If anything ever comes down where, you know, somebody doesn't like this guy and he gets jumped, he knows that the gang's going to be there to help him out. That's all we did. It wasn't like organized crime or anything like that.
How did being in a gang affect your family life?
Now or before? Before, well, before, yeah, it didn't really affect anything because my parents never knew I was in a gang. Yeah, because I didn't have a shaved head. I didn't wear typical gangster clothes or anything like that.
So how about now? Did they know?
No, I never told my parents. They don't really need to know that.
What about the rest of your family?
My brother knew, but he was in a gang himself. And a gang that actually I didn't get along with, too. He had his other friends, and his friends were in a gang. And I had my own friends, and we were in a gang. And obviously, around high school, people have parties and stuff like that, and they get into a fight over stupid things, like girl issue. And that's how a lot of times where other gangs don't get along with other gangs is all because, you know, oh, you were trying to mac on my girl.
Starts over like something small.
Yeah, it's something really stupid and petty. For my experience, that was.
You had occasions where your gang and his gang, you know, came together and something happened?
No, it never got to a point where it was never anything that big. It was always something that just kind of fizzled out itself. It was, you know, it never blew up into anything. But a lot of times, a lot of fights or a lot of conflict starts off with just something simple as that.
How did being in the gang affect your schoolwork, attendance, and grade?
I don't think being in a gang really affected anything. It was probably because of the fact that I had a kid young. That's what affected, you know, being in school was for me. So the gang didn't really do anything as far as, you know, drive me away from school or anything like that. We never told each other, oh, we're going to go ditch because we're in a gang. We just kind of did our own thing, you know?
So did you have average grades, good grades, bad grades?
In junior high, I had decent grades, yes.
Before you got into it?
before I got into it, my grades were still okay. It was just the fact that I was having kid young where I had to quit school.
Well, how many years of school did you complete?
10th grade only.
So how did you accept the offer to join the gang? Like initiation?
It got to a point where I was hanging with them every day, and eventually I just said, you know what? You guys have always backed me up, you know, so I kind of want to show you guys my commitment that I'm going to back you guys up. So I told them I want to join. They pretty much told me that I was getting jumped. And there's different ways of getting jumped. You can either go one-on-one with some guy, pick anybody you want, and go one-on-one with him. Or you can just get jumped anytime, any place, any day, whenever they feel like they want to jump you. So I got jumped by 20 people. I was sore for at least 3 days. I mean, you get beat up, but it's not to a point where they're trying to kill you. You know what I mean? So when you get jumped in, people think it's, oh man, you know, you're going to be, you know, you're gonna be hurt really bad, but really they're not there to kill you. They're there to just kind of, you know, give you a few licks here and there.
Are you satisfied, or do you regret your decision to join the gang?
Being in a gang wasn't really like a big decision for me, and it wasn't something where it was gonna change my whole life. You know, I mean, I knew getting in, like I said, I was hanging out with them before. I knew what the lifestyle was of being among that group or that gang. So it was no change whatsoever.
What type of music did you listen to growing up?
Just anything rap. It didn't matter. It could be hip-hop, it could be gangster rap, anything that has to do with just rap.
So do you think that gangster rap promotes or influences people's decision to join gangs?
Oh yeah, of course. Of course. They make it seem like it's such a big, you know, it's such a good lifestyle, you know? Mm-hmm. To be tough and to carry guns and stuff like that. Back in the days when I was it, when I was banging, it never got to a point where we carried guns all the time. We had guns, not a problem, but we only took them out if we needed to really like use them. But it wasn't like we had to carry guns all the time wherever we went, because like I said, you know, we didn't look the part. We didn't look the part of a typical gangster you would see in LA. You know, typical Asian gang are doing normal everyday things just like everybody.
Were you involved in any extracurricular activities growing up besides the gang?
Before I got in the gang, I skated a lot. You know, I wanted to be sponsored and, you know, ride my skateboard professionally at first. But when I moved out here in LA from Orange County, that's when, you know, things just kind of took a big turn where, you know, and, you know, you don't see people skateboarding in Los Angeles, especially South Central, you know. That's what made me feel like I was all alone. Yeah.
How active were your parents in your life and decisions?
What do you mean by that, though? Like, were they constantly around?
Well, that, and you said you never told them that you were in a gang, so...
Yeah, because, you know, from the looks of... I mean, from the look from the front, everything was okay. There was no warning signs, you know. I didn't come home, like, bruised up every single night or something like that. Like, I've been to fights a lot or anything.
So, would you say that they weren't very active since they didn't know quite a bit of what was going on in your life?
No, I think I just hit it pretty well for them to not see, like, that side of me.
What was the race of the gang you were pushed by?
Oh, we're all Filipino, Asian. I have cigarette burns on my hand that indicates that I'm from Jeff Rocks. We always have it on our left-hand side. So, that kind of tells a lot of people, especially in, like, the Asian gang, where you're from. And a lot of times you get cigarette burns on your arms for a reason, like if you had a friend die, it's a way of being able to remember him. So every time you see that scar, you know why that scar is there. And I have 4 cigarette burns. One is for being in a gang, the rest of them are for my friends dying.
Did the gang consist of male or female members?
Both.
The name of the gang that you were approached by?
The gang that I was approached by is Original Block, 151st Street, Bompton Pyros.
What signs, physical hand signs, or clothing were evident of the gang that you were approached by?
Say if you throw up the OK sign,
mm-hmm.
that's the blood sign. And then what we wear is burgundy and red, or burgundy. Or anything that got to do with red and black, burgundy and black, burgundy and white, red and white, just anything besides blue.
What was the race of the gang that you were approached by?
Blacks, African Americans.
Were these people your friends you grew up with?
Most of them was, friends, family, everybody kind of like grew up together.
What about your family? Are any of your family members in in the same gang?
Yep. I say from my oldest uncle to my youngest cousin, or we are from the same gang. Like I have a lot of cousins. Most of them don't bang, but I mean, the majority of them do. But the males, at least.
At what age were you pushed by the gang?
Around like 14. Well, I grew up there, over there all my life, and one day I got shot for hanging out with them. And then after that day, that's what I got really put on after I healed from getting shot.
How was initiation?
Actually, when I got shot, they said, okay, well, you took like a bullet for the hood, so you don't have to get put on. But for me to get respect, I got put on, which was a fight. It was me against three other people.
Okay, so what are the different ways you can get into a gang?
Well, it's two ways you can get put on. One, unless you was like hanging with them and something happened to you, like you got beat up for them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you can get put on by like somebody like close to you. Say if you want your friend to put you on, or if you have sex with anybody, get put on. Mm-hmm. It's usually a female. That's kind of like a little weak way to go out. The majority of females would rather get beat up than have sex.
Are there any females in the gang?
Yes, it's a lot of females in my gang.
So did you get jumped?
I got jumped in.
Oh, you got. So how many people jumped you?
Three. But they didn't beat me up, guaranteed. That don't go down like that. I ain't never got beat up.
Was joining a gang normal compared to your peers?
I mean, not really, because it's like we all grew up together. And you don't look at it as like being in a gang. It's like, okay, we kick it with these group of people, which is our friend, families, we grew up with them, so it don't really seem like gangbang. It's just that you don't like these people from across the way. Now, I mean, certain reasons, I mean, color, I mean, or just fights or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the majority of it is be like, it's family, so you don't really look at it as gangbang. It's like, this is my family over here, this is gonna take care of me. But, I mean, since so many of my family members from the neighborhood, I never thought of it as being in a gang. It's just, this is my people. This is where I belong.
Was the gang well-known in your community?
Yes.
And is it still well-known in the community?
Yep.
Where did you live at the time of your gang experience?
In the hood. I was born and raised in Compton.
What was the gang's reputation?
Well, ours was known for selling drugs, mainly sherm.
How did being in a gang affect your family life?
No difference. I mean, my mom told me, like, it's really about going to jail. Like, okay, don't go to jail. Be smart. But, I mean, I've been in jail a few times. Nothing serious. But, I mean, it ain't really affect the family that much because half of the family is from me. Ooh, that's my age.
How did being a gang affect your schoolwork, attendance, and grades?
Oh, it never affected my schoolwork. I mean, I always went to school, graduated, got my high school diploma. And most people don't, shit. I got my high school diploma, so, I mean, it didn't affect my school in no kind of way.
How many years of school have you completed?
What, 12.
How did you accept the offer to join the gang?
They didn't ever ask me. It was just my choices. I kicked it with them, and, I mean, so I was already labeled from there when other people see me, so, like, aren't you from such and such? And it's like, well, damn, I'm really not, but then I kick it with them, so after I got shot for them, then it was already like, they shot me because they thought I was from there, so after that, it wasn't no really asking, I did it by myself.
How long have you been in the gang?
Now, probably about like over 5 years.
Are you satisfied or do you regret your decision?
I don't ever regret nothing I do. I never had no regrets, because I am the man in the hood. Real shit. You don't say that to me, I don't say that to you. If I mean, if you trying to bring the rah-rah, which means you do loud mouth talking all that, we gonna bring it. It ain't never made me just violent. I've always been a regular person. You see me, probably you don't even tell I gang bang. You know what I'm saying? Besides like all the tattoos and stuff than that, I mean, shit, I'm normal. Don't you think?
So what are some of the blood words that you guys use? Like, what
thing that starts with a B or anything that starts with a C, we change it to B. Like, a cookie would be a bookie. Kool-Aid would be boulet. C, even though it start with an S, it still got the C sound, so we'd be like B. Like sleep, even though it has an S sound like it got a C, so we'd say bleep, bickin' back, B and boo. Anything that got to do with a C, you use with a B. Soo-whoop is like, Soo-whoop would be like the call. Like, if I'm like, all my homies, like, say we at a party or anywhere we spread out, like, hey, so whoop. Like, all the homies be like, they turn their head, like, okay, somebody calling us. Which one of the homies calling us? So, I mean, it's just a pay attention call. I don't use the word cousin because it's too much like saying cuz. So, I say my buzzin' or my relative. I mean, my self-esteem always been high. I didn't grow up in no poor-ass house or nothing. I mean, I done had everything I want in life. Because I was broke, because my mom was broke. My mom was on drugs. I got both of my parents. My mom and dad still together. I mean, it was my decision. So all that BS talking about, oh, my mom smoked crack, my dad wasn't there, that's all BS. You know what I'm saying? You do it because you want to do it. I still got my grandma. I still got both of my grandmas. I get whatever the hell I want. I don't even have to work if I don't want to. But I choose to be in it because I wanted to. So all that stuff, when y'all people out there be like, my mom was on crack and all that, that's BS. You want to be in it because you have a choice to go to school, do whatever you want. I still went to school, graduated, the whole nine, got whatever I want, still get whatever I want. And it was my choice to gang bang. So all you people that's listening to this, don't give me that BS crap talking about they made me, they did this, they did that. Nobody don't make you do nothing you don't want to.
Do you think your parents played a role in you becoming part of a gang?
Nah, hell no. My mom don't play that shit, or my dad. They didn't. I mean, my dad did what he did back in the day, but they told me, you know what I'm saying, about the whole gang situation that sat me down about drugs and sex and the whole nine. But once you walk out them doors, it's a whole nother world. You hang with your friends, and then you gonna experiment everything for yourself. So even though they told me not to do all that stuff, I still did it anyway. It was my choice. So now all they can do is accept it. All they can do is tell me, pray for me or whatever, but I'm grown. They can't make me do nothing. You know what I'm saying? They can't make me do nothing. They can't stop me from doing nothing. So everything I want to do is me. I do it by myself. Nobody make me do nothing. I do what I do when I want to do. Tell the truth, you can't never get rid of gang. So it ain't nothing but a repeat. It's going to keep on going and going and going. I don't care if it's a gang, a clique, or whatever. It's going to keep on growing. It's never going to stop. It's never going to be an end to it. So therefore, ain't no stopping no gang. Ain't no stopping nothing. As far as like, all you can do is keep yourself busy. Stay in the house. Go to play basketball. Do whatever. Don't hang around anybody with negative activities. Like, I mean, it's a good side to it. It's a bad side to it. I mean, the good side is to it is like, what people don't see is like, we all friends. We all got love for each other. Depending on who you are, it's who you got, how people got love for you. But to tell the truth, everybody got love for you when you're on the street.